Fabian Brandy's a little bit different to what we've got, Andy. He's got, you know, lots of pace to burn. He's an exciting player who can unlock defences and, you know, contribute with a goal. So he's just a contrast, really, to, you know, to what we have in relation to some of the players we already have at the club. So I just felt that he would be a good addition to our squad and sort of had a few different options, really.
He's a player of great unpredictability as well, and entertaining and creative.
He is, yeah. He's definitely a forward, you know, thinking player and somebody who can create chances for other players and, you know, like you say, you know, have that little bit of unexpectedness about him. And he's creative. He's, you know, he's capable of making something happen out of nothing. And, you know, I just think that's important to have that in your team when, you know, sometimes when you need to unlock defences and, you know, that little bit of magic. Hopefully he can be a player who's capable of doing that for us.
Sean McGinty is another player you've brought in from Manchester United and that setup there. He's obviously had experience in the Football League as well. How do you see him fitting in to the picture?
Well, I think Sean's more one for the future. You know, Sean's obviously got attributes that, you know, we hope to work on, develop, and, you know, he can become a player for us in the future. He's relatively young. Although he has been out and he's played, I just feel like, you know, we can hopefully develop him into being a good player in the future for us. So, you know, he's one we maybe won't feature straight away, but who potentially is, could come and be a good player for us.
Does that same theory apply to Jasper Johns from Everton as well? Because obviously he's another player at the very younger end of the scale.
He is, yeah. He's, you know, these players that, you know, in an ideal world they'll come in and they'll fly and they'll be involved in the first team, but we've got half an eye on the, you know, the under-21s and development of these players to come on and, you know, and contribute to us further down the line possibly. But Jasper's got great pace, power, fantastic left foot, and he's got attributes again that, you know, hopefully we can develop and we can improve on, and you know, they can be great strengths for us as a team.
Is he somebody who you see as a left-hand sided player, or can he play centrally? I have to say he's the one player that it's like, who's he right now?
Yeah, well, I understand that. I think it's sometimes that's good to have a little bit of that, you know, to have a little bit of a spark and a little bit of you know, one that can creep up without too much being known about him. But yeah, I would say predominantly he's a left-sided player. You know, he's, if I'm being honest, probably strengths are going forward. You know, he's very quick, very powerful, and he's got a fantastic left foot. So, you know, hopefully some good attributes that we can bring out.
And the final one of the players you brought in today, Stephen McGinn. He's come in from Watford. Why him?
Stephen's got a great pedigree. He actually had an injury, you know, in the last year that, you know, that kind of slowed his progress down. He's at a great age. He's got a great sort of tradition, track record of improvement. He went and played at Watford and did really well, contributed to them, and then got an injury, which, you know, at a bad time for him, just when he was playing the games at a good level in the Championship and contributing, an injury sort of slowed his progress. So I just think potentially that, you know, there's a really good player for us there, a player who was free, who I think can add to us. He's a fantastic lad as well. He wants to do well. He's desperate. He was desperate to join. You know, I can't sort of emphasise that enough, how keen he was to join. And, you know, that added to his ability just made it a great option for us.
It's the first time we've had to speak since Adam Owen's arrival was confirmed. What do you see in him as a coach, and how do you define his role? The title, obviously, is assistant manager performance.
Yeah, Adam's going to focus on the performance side of things, which is a big part of what we want to do. We want to get the off-field side of things at Bramall Lane and Shadcliffe right. So Adam's came in with a remit of improving that area, maximising what we've got, and also helping me. He's a qualified coach as well, so he's got a foot in either camp, and he can do a multitude of jobs, which will help the football club both, you know, going forward and right at this minute as well. So Adam's a great addition. I'm delighted to have him. Very lucky to have him. He's one of the best in his fields in the country. You know, genuinely, as he works with the Wales national squad, he's got great experience. You know, Champions League, European football, and domestic football as well. So he's great contacts and great at his job. So I'm delighted to have him on board.
I'm told that there has been offers during his career to go and work at Premier League clubs and in Italy in the top flight as well.
Yeah, well, you'd be better speaking to Adam about that. I'm not sure what offers he's had in the past, but I just know that, you know, I feel we're really fortunate to get him, and, you know, I was delighted when he accepted my offer to, you know, to come and work with us. And I think he sees, you know, the potential that's here at Sheffield United. We know where we are. We know, you know, we're realistic in regards to where we are at the minute and the situation and, you know, how things are. But, you know, Adam, like myself, sees the potential that is, you know, obvious to all people about Sheffield United, to get a feel about that straight away. And, you know, hopefully we can contribute to making that happen.
Is it part of your plan to have a team of coaches and you at the helm, or are you still thinking of bringing in more of a hierarchy with a, I suppose, orthodox assistant manager with you as well?
Yeah, I definitely hope to bring in an assistant sort of football side of things as well. Adam definitely contributes to the football side of things, and I see him do football work there, but I'd also like to add to that with another football coach, which I'm hopefully pretty close to doing as well.
Before the weekend, or is it that close?
No, I don't think it's as close as that. But, you know, it's, like I said at the start, it's about getting the right people in. It's not a race. It's about getting the right people in. We'll do the job properly, contribute, and, you know, bring complementary skills to the ones we already have here.
And just while we have you, clearly you've had a very busy day or a couple of days signing this quartet of players in. But are you closer to anything else right now?
No, I wouldn't say. I think that's, you know, we've done quite a bit of work in these deals, and, you know, that's taken up the majority of our time. Of course, we're working in regards to, you know, adding to the squad, and if we can improve it in any way, you know, obviously within the budgetary restrictions, then we will do that. And that's, you know, that's part and parcel of the job here. We need to always be keeping an eye out on good players, and, you know, that situation changes daily in a lot of respects.